WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Mexico-based steel pipe and tube manufacturer has announced it will locate its third plant in North Bryan.
Taking the place of the codename Quadrum is the privately owned parent company Prolasma and its Bryan subsidiary, to be called Axis Pipe and Tube. Vice President and Project Director Steve Manchester says Bryan was chosen from three finalists selected from an initial field of 25 cities in Texas and Louisiana.
And what stood out about Bryan?
The people, first of all. We were very welcomed, more welcome than any other community. The community, the county, the city, the incentives here were wonderful. The people were wonderful. The workforce here, everybody we met in the process was very gracious, and it was very impressive.
70% of Axis' current and future customers are within 500 miles of the plant. Production is supposed to start around this time next year. Axis will join plants in Prolasma's home city in Monterrey, Mexico, and Laredo. According to the tax abatement agreement with the county, Axis has 2.5 years to complete its $120 million facility. That includes two buildings, one 10 acres, the other 5 acres. The November 2016 deadline also applies to reaching 285 employees and a minimum annual payroll of $10.5 million. That does not count other businesses that will open to serve Axis, which is projected to generate at least 300 more jobs. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The big screen is coming to Bryan College Station like never before. Jenna Kioski with the City of Bryan says work has already begun at Premier Cinema to convert two current screens into an IMAX 3D screen.
Bryan College Station is unique in that we're kind of a little silo of cool things that go on. We do more than other towns our size, but we're not the large metropolitan area. I'm sure it helps our closeness to Blinn College and to Texas A&M University, and you think about that market of just students in this area and families, that it's probably a good investment for them to serve this community.
Kioski says renovations, which include leather seats, a Starbucks, and in-auditorium dining, should be finished by this fall. There will be a special announcement this afternoon at 1 at the cinema with more information about the construction process and a model of the finished theater. Two new semi-tractors right out of the factory were totaled following an accident on Highway 30 west of Shiro yesterday morning. DPS Trooper William Kettler says a 2014 Peterbilt was towing two more rigs by piggybacking one over the next. The transport driver, taking all three to a dealer, told Kettler the back tires on the last unit dropped off on the pavement. That caused the two rigs being towed to break off the third that was being driven. One landed mostly in the ditch and the other came to rest in the driver's side on the roadway. No other vehicles were involved, but the highway was shut down for the better part of 5 hours. Kettler says part of the delay was waiting for LP gas to escape out of the rig that flipped. The driver was not injured. And tonight marks 2 weeks since the fertilizer plant explosion in West. Mayor Tommy Muschka says they haven't heard from Governor Perry about an emergency declaration, which would then go to the president.
They are on his desk. I visited with him the other day, and I pleaded with him to please, look those over and make a decision quickly, but we have not heard from him.
Community volunteer Karen Burnson is organizing a nonprofit foundation to cover expenses for the next 3 to 5 years.
We have hundreds of people who have stepped forward to help us write grants and to give donations and to find us the financial resources to be able to fund the long-term recovery at no cost to the city.
While cash donations continue to be welcomed, community leaders say they have all the donations of bottled water to clothing they can handle. On our website at WTAW.com, you can watch a video of the last town hall meeting in West. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 69 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest growing RV dealer in the area. We know you've worked hard for your RV, and you deserve the best. At RV Station, we only stock the best brands, like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. Brands built to last for decades. Right now at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand new Puma 28 BHS for only $220 a month. Sales price $21,995. 10% down, plus TT&L and fees, 6.99% APR at 44 months WAC, stock number 1546. Or a 2013 Jayco J-Flight 198RD is just $15,995. Financing available with approved credit. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers. Or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
812 Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Cloudy start around the region this morning, but as the day goes on, some sunshine should develop. Temperatures are going to be up close to 85 later this afternoon. Tonight's sky is going to be partly to mostly cloudy, lows overnight near 65. Cloudiness will linger across the region longer tomorrow, highs near 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 50. Friday, we'll have sunshine. Highs on Friday between 65 and 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:12 when the mayor can't be here. Y'all don't know that city council clamors to have this spot. But it's at that point that Carl Mooney, who is the mayor pro tem, says, I'm going to play Jethro trivia. The rest of y'all sit down.
Oh, boy.
So he joins us this morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. It's okay. A great day to live in College Station.
It is. It is. It's a great day to do that. It's time to play Jethro trivia. And, of course, Carl is a veteran Jethro trivia player. Today, we're talking reverse discrimination. Here's today's Jethro trivia question. Three male tourists have been deported from Saudi Arabia. Okay, now, Kat, y'all answer first. Kevin, then you, and then the mayor pro tem. Three male tourists have been deported from Saudi Arabia for the offense of being what? A, Westerners, B, gay, C, defacing a mosque, or D, too handsome. Again, three male tourists have been deported from Saudi Arabia for the offense of being what? Is it A, Westerners, B, gay, C, defacing a mosque, or D, being too handsome? Kat.
I'm going to go with D, too handsome.
Too handsome, okay. Kevin.
That is the correct answer. I read it just a minute ago. I know I'm cheating.
You're giving the mayor a pass here.
Yes, I am.
Okay, now you can either believe Kevin or go on your own.
Well, I'll believe Kevin. Okay. That way I keep my record in Jethro trivia at 1,000%.
That's it, and you're exactly right. The three men were removed from a festival in Riyadh last weekend by religious police because they were afraid they were so handsome that the normally modest Saudi women would lose all modesty and throw themselves at him.
What country were they from?
I don't know. But anyway.
They were Arabic.
Oh, they were. No, all three visiting from the United Arab Emirates, which is, depends on where you are. Sometimes it's very much like America. But there you go. All right. So that's that. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Scott.
Great.
All things considered.
Yep. Obviously, you were one of the people who commented on Saturday the sudden passing of Frank Simpson. And I think, as Bill Oliver pointed out, you two basically came to administrative positions in the city about the same time.
We did. Myself, along with Julie Schultz and Blanche Brick, we hit the ground running right at about the same time here in College Station. Frank had a little bit of a jump start on us because even when he was a student here, he had been doing some work for the city.
Uh-huh.
So he was very familiar with what was going on. But we've really enjoyed the time we got to spend with Frank.
Mm-hmm.
It's unusual, that you get into a situation like we did when David Neely decided to depart, that what you can potentially have, because you've seen the man at work in the same kind of capacity that you would assume him to take. And Frank really just stepped right in. Frank loves College Station.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, wherever he is right now looking down on us, I've got to believe that he's saying, come on, guys, this is a great town. I've got some plans there. You know what the vision is. You know what those projects are. Get busy.
Yeah. So now, and because it was almost an assumptive ascension to city manager, and you have Kathy Merrill there, who's very, very good at what she does as the interim, where are you in the process of finding then the permanent replacement?
Well, tomorrow at noon, the College Station City Council will meet. That includes the mayor, and we will start that evaluation as where we want to go, how do we get involved in this, do we do a search, do we stay with Kathy for a little while as interim and let her explore whether or not she even wants to be a candidate for city manager down the road, or do we right away get out there and do a search. Another possibility is there's actually several organizations out there that have a number of former city managers, mayors, key people who are now retired. And you can tap into that resource as well to temporarily fill a void, which might be something we want to consider. I can't speak for the entire council. As I said, we haven't met yet, and that will happen at noon tomorrow. But certainly that will be one of the things that we will discuss.
Yeah, and it certainly comes to mind. That's something the city did with their police chief situation for a while. And Ernie Clark, if people remember him from Bryan, basically did that for other cities too. So it's certainly not unusual. To say that, because Frank was the one that was, and I think people understand, the move to make it official really happened very quickly after city council decided that. But had there necessarily been a search mechanism in process, did you have some names that had been collected, or just because Frank seemed to be the choice, you were not at that point?
We did not get involved in a search when it came to Frank's appointment as city manager. That would have been the next step had we not decided to promote Frank. But knowing what we had, having worked with him, Frank and I have been on several committees, some of the key projects, the Kyle Field renovation project. We sat side by side and went through the various things that needed to be done. Frank was right on task. He had a demeanor about him that even in the most contentious situations, he was able to diffuse that tension and get right to the task and keep people focused on what the real issues were. He took personality out of it. Frank never felt that he was being attacked if somebody questioned an issue. And he using that and teaching that same perspective to others, I think, moved us forward much faster than we otherwise would have.
Sure. Now, it makes sense, obviously, Kathy Merrill's day-to-day operations will change. Are there any other things that we may not necessarily notice as the public as to how decision-making may change as you have an interim there?
Well, Kathy is right now, obviously, we are focused on the issues of the past couple days and today in particular. The funeral for Frank will be at 10 o'clock over at St. Thomas Aquinas. Once we get through that, I met with Kathy yesterday. She is going to evaluate what's going on. We're at a crucial time right now. May 15th, we have to have the first draft of our budget for next year. So folks like Jeff Kirstens, his time is committed.
Right.
So it's difficult to see who has time, who can take on additional responsibilities. And that's why, personally, I'm leaning more towards the temporary fill-ins who have that experience, who can come right in, hit the ground running, and take over those small components that we can make sure that everything's running smoothly for the next maybe 2-3 months.
You mentioned the Kyle Field renovation program, Board of Regents meeting today and tomorrow. What are some other front burner issues, and how are they progressing?
Well, of course, we've got the Municipal Management District and the TERS. Those issues are coming out of committee. We'll get movement in the legislature this week on those. That's looking very favorable. We're excited about that because, oh my goodness, talk about something that's going to transform a huge portion of our community, and that is it. Economically, physically, geographically, there are going to be things that will happen in the next 10 years in that portion off Rock Prairie Road and William Fitch and the bypass, Highway 6 right there, that are just going to make people who don't visit College Station for the next 4 or 5 years come in and go like, oh my gosh, what's happened?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, for folks who've been here a long time, it's kind of like from Harvey Road South. Harvey Road used to be the end of College Station. Well, you look at what it is now, it's not anything that we would have envisioned, and this is the next step beyond that.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, on a bright note, though, let's talk about, I know there's some positive things. Yesterday was a special day.
It was, and I just wanted to give a little praise here to Tracy Price, who'd been with the city for 25 years in a variety of capacities, but most recently in our management information systems offices, and, you know, Tracy was one of those unsung, I won't use the word heroes, but certainly top-notch people in the city who made sure that things were running smoothly, didn't get a lot of attention. Perhaps she wouldn't want that, but, you know, it's like we say, if you're on city council, you don't want to be above the crease and the eagle. But Tracy was certainly one of those people that kept things running smoothly for us and made folks like myself, who aren't the most technologically smart individuals, look good when we can sit up there on council and come up with resources.
Because you hate when Benham has to tell you how to turn on the computer, right?
Yeah, it's tough.
But that's it. We do that. All right. Thanks for the time this morning, Carl.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Carl Mooney. He's the Mayor Pro Tem in this morning. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. Serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
A disappointing report. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Private sector job growth fell short of expectations last month. ADP estimates companies added 119,000 workers to their payrolls in April. Economists expected to hear that about 155,000 jobs were created. April was a good month for Chrysler dealers. The automaker reports total sales were up 11% last month. Resorts could get crowded over the summer. More than three-quarters of the people who responded to an online survey by Orbitz are planning a summer vacation. Half of those who are planning getaways will be headed for the beach. The founder of the trash removal service 1-800-GOT-JUNK is launching a new franchised moving service. You Move Me is rolling out today in 25 markets. The founder says high standards of customer service set You Move Me apart from other moving companies. It offers clear arrival windows and complimentary morning coffee on moving day. Stock market futures are mixed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. This incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com and use the secret code BLOOM12. 100 colorful blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a week for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code BLOOM12.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 4th, it's a virtual tour of feedlots and beef processing. We'll help you see visually what happens to your cattle once they leave the ranch. It's all this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. As you might expect, the response has been incredible to Be Thin. The new sublingual spray that helps you lose weight with just a quick spray under your tongue a couple of times a day. That's right, people all over the country are calling in and reordering like crazy. And why not? Losing weight is easier than you ever thought it could be. Through a very unique combination of all-natural vitamins, minerals, and a proprietary blend of extracts, including that very special ingredient you've heard about from Dr. Oz, the raspberry ketones, Be Thin increases your metabolism, decreases appetite, promotes heart and cardiovascular health, and much more. And all you do is simply spray it into your mouth. No caffeine, no sugar, no stimulants. Safe and effective. That's it. Want to lose weight the easiest way possible? Go to myactivate.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free, 800-465-4411. Myactivate.com or 800-465-4411.
Few historians would argue that Martin Van Buren was one of our most unsuccessful presidents, except for one thing. You may not know, for example, that Martin was the first of our presidents to be born a U.S. citizen. All the rest were born before we became a country and had citizenship. Martin grew up on a big estate in upstate New York that went way back in the family. He called the estate Old Kinderhook, and believe it or not, it wasn't long before people started referring to Martin Van Buren as Old Kinderhook himself. Martin parlayed his personal skills and his private fortune into becoming a power broker in New York State. In those days, senators were elected by the state legislature, so it was natural for Martin to be elected to the U.S. Senate in 1821. Martin was nothing if he wasn't a clever politician. Long before Andy Jackson became president of the United States, Martin promoted him to his fellow New Yorkers, which helped a lot in getting Jackson elected. As a reward, Andrew Jackson appointed Martin his Secretary of State. 4 years later, because of Martin's loyal service, Jackson asked him to run as his vice president for a second term, and of course, Andy Jackson was reelected. Then in 1836, Martin was elected president in his own right. Now, by this time, he had been in the White House a long time, and as I said, he was known to all his friends and foes alike by his nickname, Old Kinderhook. You might guess then that when he became president, he didn't sign his name to pieces of legislation or policy statements he approved. When Martin signed off for something, he signed it Old Kinderhook. Even though Martin Van Buren presided over the very first American Depression and didn't know what to do about it, and even though he angered abolitionists in the North and was defeated for re-election by General William Henry Harrison, he did have one lasting success. And that was the way he signed his name, Old Kinderhook. See, it's a little-known fact that Martin Van Buren is responsible for a word that has become more used than any other in the entire world today. You see, when he signed Old Kinderhook, well, he just used his initials. And getting the official OK on a document started the most universal of all words. Got it? OK.
Wondering why mom's being so sweet? She's dropping a hint.
Mother's Day is May 12th, and mom wants something sweet this year.
Be sweet to mom with a gift from the Chocolate Gallery.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
The Chocolate Gallery has designer cupcakes and glazed cookies, perfect for a sweet treat.
Or select chocolate truffles and bonbons for a custom box of chocolates with all mom's favorites. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Can 10-year-olds learn to program computers?
University of California San Diego graduate students Sarah Esper and Stephen Foster think so. They've designed an immersive 3D video game called Code Spells. In it, players become wizards who cast spells in the form of computer code to vanquish monsters.
And so you're set into this 3D world, and your job is to read, write, modify, and cast spells or Java programs. We do provide snippets of code in a spell book.
So far, the game has been a hit with fourth graders at a local elementary school. She says the video game format keeps students hooked as they learn college-level programming skills with minimal instruction. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Highway 30 west of Shiro was closed for 5 hours yesterday morning following a crash involving three brand new semis, one towing two others. The driver of the 2014 Peterbilt was piggybacking two other trucks just out of the factory. The driver told DPS Trooper William Kettler that on a slight curve, the rear tires of the last truck left the highway. That resulted in the two rigs being towed to snap off the one being driven. The driver, who escaped injury, went through a fence and came to rest in a pasture. One of the trucks being towed wound up in the ditch. The other blocked the road, flipped onto its driver's side, and whistled because of escaping LP gas used to fuel the truck instead of diesel. Kettler says no other vehicles were involved. Recovery issues in West continue 2 weeks following the fertilizer plant explosion. At the time of the last town hall meeting, which you can watch on our website at WTAW.com, Mayor Tommy Mushka says they're waiting to hear from the state to see if they can reopen the city landfill to dump and recycle debris.
And the plan is that we can, again, make this as green as possible and recycle a lot of this stuff. Bricks can be crushed down. I can give that to Will Jones. He can use a lot of road base on those bricks. The metal, ovens, so forth, can be recycled. Wood can be chipped up.
A nonprofit foundation to cover expenses for the next 3 to 5 years is being organized by community volunteer Karen Burnson.
We are operating under the assumption that there is not going to be federal aid, and we have to do this on our own.
Mayor Pro Tem Steve Vanek says at the Westfest site they have received 42 semi-trailer loads of donations, 20 trailers alone containing bottled water. Also, a 100,000-square-foot warehouse in Waco is just one out of town sites packed with donations from near and far. And a year from now, steel tube and pipe for oil and natural gas companies will be produced from North Bryan.
Executives with Mexico-based Prolasma introduced themselves to local leaders Tuesday and shared plans to construct a 10-acre building and another that's 5 acres with room for further expansion. Vice President of Operations Greg Wilk says location was a major factor in Bryan getting the newly named Axis Tube subsidiary.
And the cost of logistics and the ongoing increasing cost of logistics. We're going to be rail served here, which bring all our raw materials in via rail. Very, very cost effective. We also feel that with the Eagle Ford Shale and various others in this area, that about 70 to 75% of our market will be in a 500-mile reach of where we currently are today.
Direct and indirect employment is expected to top 600. Bryan was among 25 cities competing for Prolasma's third plant, joining Laredo and the headquarters in Monterrey, Mexico. Following the public presentation, the land sale was closed on 183 acres that was valued the first of the year at more than $7 million. Details of the county's tax abatement agreement were released Tuesday. Prolasma will receive a 100% tax break in the first 4 years, followed by a sliding scale during the following 6 years. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Premier Cinema is bringing Bryan College Station the only IMAX 3D screen within a 90-mile radius. City of Bryan spokeswoman Jenna Kioski says the cinema will display a model and details of construction at their establishment at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
It's going to be over 350 reclining leather seats, and I'm told that they're going to be kind of doing some renovations with the current bistro that they have there so that you can actually have an auditorium dining option. I think that is very cool. you're sitting there watching and people can then bring you what it is that you want to eat or drink. They're going to be installing a Starbucks as well.
A fireside wine and beer bar is also planned. Kioski says it will be a major boon for Brazos Valley residents and students who will no longer have to travel to Dallas, Houston, or Austin for a great IMAX experience. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 70 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell. At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interest first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481. 693-0481.
NMLS number 228469. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change daily. Equal housing lender.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Cloudy start around the region this morning, but as the day goes on, some sunshine should develop. Temperatures are going to be up close to 85 later this afternoon. Tonight's sky is going to be partly to mostly cloudy. Lows overnight near 65. Cloudiness will linger across the region longer tomorrow. Highs near 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 50. Friday will have sunshine. Highs on Friday between 65 and 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
General Manager Ben Downs wandered in today and begged to be on the air. So
it's my life.
Yeah.
Oh, is. Mr. Downs, I have some big news for you.
Oh, great. Do we need to make the
No, but I watched. I finally watched Starship Enter. No. What is it? The Next Generation. I watched the first episode of it.
Well, you know,
the two-parter.
They
with
get
the,
a lot better.
The giant space jellyfish that are in love. Yeah, I saw that. So, anyway, made me think of you.
Is that what it's called?
The giant? Yeah.
No, there's like this thing that turns out to be a giant space jellyfish.
There's a new version, right? Did I see a trailer? I was flashing through something I had on my DVR I didn't stop.
See.
What's it called?
Where to start with Scott in popular culture.
Wait a minute.
Here we go.
Wait, I got
Duck really? Dynasty. Duck really? Dynasty had really? Some great numbers.
Let's see exactly where we're going. Yes, right, it's called Star Trek Into Darkness.
That
everything has a really dark motif these days. You'd think it was the 60s again.
What I was going to say, what is that about?
Do we have headphone volume over there by any chance? I'm just asking. Thank you.
How would that be?
Oh, that's much better. Thank you so much.
Sure. But you know what I used to do when Don Davis was on the air? I'd go back behind the board and I'd crank it up to an unbelievably loud until the blood was coming out of his ears.
You know,
that's because you're such a nice guy.
I know. Yeah.
A moment of distraction.
Yeah.
And I think this is probably a good thing. I think it lends to professionalism. I think it really lends to fewer stories over beers, though. But the introduction of women at the level that we have now in broadcasting has really cut down on the prank. The prank is no longer held in high esteem. Lord knows. Former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee has written fake copy and shoved it into my news stack before.
And
a fake obit.
And you would,
Nice.
And you'd realize about five lines in.
I realized that when Freddie Fly actually was survived by 52,000 children, maybe that wasn't just an unfortunate name.
Yeah.
And you recall the setting fire of news copy and scripts.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You recall the recording of bad things on commercial carts when you shoved it in, it did not play in the commercial for Cade Ford.
No, it didn't.
And you also remember the time that we had the newsman who read in the newsroom with his back to a window.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which was a bad idea.
You're making me nervous, Mr. Downs.
He would, he one time got a cattle prod in the back of the neck right in the middle of the 5 o'clock news.
Yeah.
No, he didn't say that. He said something else, as a matter of fact.
Really loudly, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy Holy cow.
Yeah.
But that's brutal.
Anyhow, you know, that's just, you know, the pranks of the day.
What a shame.
But, no, we do have a new Star Trek coming out.
Okay.
And, Kat, that was probably one of the weakest episodes. There have been weaker, but it's one of the top five weak episodes. But I chose to watch it anyway because it was Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to watch one, there's one. Scott is all excited because, is it Thursday night, tomorrow night,
that we have on
the big screen at Cinemark?
Yeah.
The Don't Tell Me is coming to the big screen.
It's going to be televised live.
Wow.
On the big screen in there. And Steve Martin is going to make a guest appearance.
Oh, he's a good banjo player.
Do-do-do-do-do. Yep.
It is the best show on radio. It's just good stuff. And
besides the Infomaniacs, of course.
No, it's the best show on radio. It really is. It's fun. The problem is this will be 2 hours. What they do is they play it 1 hour on Saturdays, or you can listen to it online, but it's 2 hours, which means there'll probably be a lot of setup, and they'll have to.
When will that be, and where?
Well, it costs you $20, and you can go to the Cinemark and watch it tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Huh.
And is that loser Paula Poundstone going to be taking?
I don't know.
I'm hoping
that Tom Baudette's there, though.
Yeah.
Tom Baudette does well. I don't know the black guy's name, who the comic that they have, but he's funny. His funniest line was they're talking about Obama, and he said, "What, a black guy asking for something for free? What's so odd about that?"
Oh.
Going, whoa. Oh. But anyway, but they're equal. They're equally, they go after the Republicans as much as the Democrats, which is good. But it's usually the finished product is entertaining. I'm hoping that the Raw is good, but we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, then about a week later,
yeah,
the all-time greatest Star Trek, The Next Generation, is coming to the big screen. Best of both worlds. Anybody who's ever heard somebody say resistance is futile, that's where it came from.
Okay.
It's not from the Old Testament, as you might think.
No.
Oh, my gosh. And not to be confused with resistance is useless, which is the Vogons from...
Hey, Kevin, what's going on, buddy?
Huh?
Yeah. The Vogons.
I'm sorry. Maybe we could talk about some study done in Iowa.
I'm trying to figure out how long Scott can actually breathe out.
What are the Vogons?
They are the worst writers of poetry in all of the universe. Oh. Actually, it's from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, is that who that
is? Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, there you are.
Well,
okay.
Resistance is futile. that other thing that I say, never give up, never surrender, which I am fully aware it means the same thing.
Great movie, though.
It's from Galaxy.
It's a great movie.
That is a good movie.
I laughed my rear off on
it. You know, actually, and I forget, I didn't even do the story I should have last week, the little monologue that Captain Kirk would say at the beginning of Star Trek really was grammatically incorrect.
Space, the final frontier, these are the voyages of Starship Enterprise, it's a 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds.
Yeah, yeah.
To seek out new life,
new civilization.
To go boldly is what they should have done. Rather than to boldly go.
Oh, he's split.
No.
It's a split infinitive.
No, it is.
Oh,
it should
my
be,
gosh.
It should
let's
be,
crucify let, him.
No, well, really, let's bring Carl Mooney back in because he was an English teacher. He would agree that it should be go boldly.
Yeah, but that ruins the iambic pentameter-like
that's not
spacing
iambic pentameter.
Of his.
It does,
I said
by the way. It
iambic pentameter-like. I didn't say.
Okay.
The scanning, Kat, the scanning. Yeah. It ruins the scanning of it, but I understand.
Hey, did you guys hear we're getting a new football field?
And okay, so what? All right, let's talk about you, Scott.
No! You know what I thought? I thought we'd talk about Blinn College.
Did you know you can take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. The May mini-mester runs May 13th through the 29th. You can take an online class and still go home for summer break, take a class you've been needing for your transcript, or take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Extreme power or ultimate savings. Why choose when you can get both during the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center? Get rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99% on the world's best-selling power sports lineup. Take your pick of incredible deals on hard-working Rangers, smooth-riding sportsmen, and razor-sharp razors. Get to Polaris Fun Center before April 30th for huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event. Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air is family-owned and operated since 1980, so it should come as no surprise that they handle plumbing, heating, and air conditioning projects. But just so you know, that includes keeping you warm when it's cold, keeping you cool when it's warm, all the plumbing for new construction and remodeling projects, and the installation of things like shower grab bars and specialty tubs and toilets. If it concerns your comfort, call Robinson Plumbing Heating and Air at 776-1066. That's 776-1066. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
Quarter of nine.
So I won the arm wrestling. We're going to talk about me for a little
bit
longer.
Okay, good. All right, there. I was hoping that we would do that.
Okay with you, Kat? You vote okay?
Oh, I always like listening to you talk.
Because, see, and that's why Kat and I get along. It's that suck-up attitude that really, I think, brings it home.
It's getting harder and harder to find here for you, too, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. Less and less respect with every passing day. Next
very,
week.
Very quick, I want to get your comments, because obviously last night was the Jefferson Awards, and as a Jefferson Award winner last year.
Did I mention that to you, Kat?
No, sir.
Okay.
Because he keeps trying to impress you, and nothing's worked so far.
Just can't get the girl's attention.
I understand. The winners last night, Lilabeth King. Well, we already knew who the winners were, but they were featured last night. Lilabeth King, who will be going to Washington, but Baron Hobbs, Nettie Clay, and Teddy Ellison. Mm-hmm. So congratulations.
I saw Teddy
to them.
The other day. We were at a board meeting, and mm-hmm. KBTX came in to do film the little package.
Oh, yeah.
So mm-hmm. I had a chance to say, wow, it's that time again.
That was about a year ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
So anyway, next week.
Next week. Yeah.
Coming up next week, we'll have the Chamber is taking 25 of Bryan College Station's finest, or at least people who have at least a week to spare, up to Washington for our annual visit. So we're going to be visiting. Congressman Flores has put together an all-star team of people who will come to visit with us. Normally what we do is we go by and visit everybody's office. But last time, some of the non-Texas delegation came by and visited, and this year it's going to be the same thing. Paul Ryan is going to come speak to us, and Eric Cantor is going to come speak to us. And I thought if possibly I could get the quote today from Flores about Eric Cantor, I'd just play it for him and ask him to comment.
anything that we could do to make that comfortable.
I think what we're going to do, we're just going to keep that amongst ourselves.
Okay.
We're Bryan College Station. We stick together, always will. And so anyway, but the man knows how to twist arms and do things for the local folks. We have probably 12 national leaders, including senators, who are going to be coming by.
And again,
they stick us in a room on Capitol Hill and in the Capitol, and they come by and visit for about 30 minutes, and then the next person comes in. It's unheard of. Speaking as a chamber dude, as chairman for life, I appreciate very much his effort on that. That was pretty good.
And, Kat, for your part, any news things that you do, you are not to check the police blotter in the Washington papers for the next 5 days next week.
Boy, I highly recommend it. We just hope it doesn't make the national news, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's...
Then I go back next week to talk to the FCC. You want to come with me for
That'd be fun, too. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee, and so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyinestatelaw.com.
Aggie owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
12 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin, remembrances of your high school senior picture.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I mean,
Don Johnson, white jacket.
Yeah.
Spiky hair when I had it.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Now, and for us, now at A&M Consolidated, you wore your graduation robe.
That's right. No, ours was in like a tuxedo thing.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, everybody wore their graduation stuff back then. And Kat, yours? I think
yes, sir.
And so your graduation. What is Downs in there bothering you?
He's not bothering me.
Yeah. Well, but we just tell it. Look, turn around and say Scott said we got a show to do here. You can talk about Star Trek at 9:02. God. Thank you. Thank you. Your senior class, your senior picture, not class picture, individual picture. Any remembrances of that?
Not really. Just that pictures are. Oh, well, my senior picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you went ahead and got it taken there in the auditorium with everybody else. Is that right? You know, you walk through and sit down.
Well,
and
I think. Are you talking about the special senior pictures where you go in and it's like a special picture and you pose with the 2000 whatever?
Yeah, no, well, the one they take at school.
Yeah, the one that goes in your annual, in the annual, for instance.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because senior year, you pose with the little graduation hat on, which looks really dumb, or...
Yeah, well, we did it in the gown, but anyway.
Yeah,
but
or yeah. The gown. Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay, is that what you did, or did you do something different?
Yeah, no, I was in the little gown thing.
Okay, well, the reason I mentioned, story in the Wall Street Journal this morning. Brittany Powers, a 17-year-old high school senior, steps in front of the camera as her entourage looks on.
Entourage?
Lila Soto, a professional hairstylist and makeup artist, has spent 2 hours perfecting her tousled waves and shimmering eyelids. And they now stood ready for the lipstick touch-up.
Oh, good grief.
Britain's mom, named Noelle, had a laundry basket full of wardrobe options, including 5 outfits, 3 belts and tights in several colors.
Oh, my heavens.
This is apparently a growing trend.
It's a picture that's going to go in a book that you're never going to pick up except to smash roaches with.
Britain's gaze was trained on Brittany Schroeder, a photographer hired to take her senior pictures in an old warehouse where Ms. Schroeder offered the teen instructions at every snap. Turn your head toward me. Gorgeous. Click. Close your mouth. Click. Make sure you don't wrinkle your forehead. Click. Make a little bit more smile. Click. Oh, you look so pretty. Click.
This kind of disgusts me, Scott.
I'm telling you, this is a big deal. Jay Cole, who's the co-founder of Seniors at 5280, a senior photography studio in Denver, makes this pitch to parents. I tell them this is something for you to look at. What an incredible kid you have, because this is the last time they'll take pictures before they get married. Lie. Mr. Cole's prices are on the higher end.
Yeah, because they might never get married.
A fee of about $249, depending on the time involved for the picture-taking session. Professional makeup, $75. Consultation with a stylist and the use of clothes is free. Mr. Cole said photographs 200 seniors a year, and last year the average order for prints was $2,200.
You know the moral
grand?
Of the story?
That's it, huh?
Obviously, this is not Texas. We don't put up with that kind of foolishness.
Dateline, El Paso, Texas. Thank you very much.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you.
I don't love my daughter that much. I feel badly now.
What is interesting, though, is if you'll think about it. And again, when we were growing up, maybe necessarily, get that camera away from me. I don't want my picture taken. But now kids are so used to taking their own pictures or having pictures taken of them.
That's true.
That they want to be captured in a, and many of them want to be captured in a more professional moment rather than a candid shot. So thus, well, I mean, again, say what you will, it's a market, obviously. And if this guy's, you know, got $2,200 worth of goodies and pictures coming out of the deal. But it's just, I find it amazing, and it's out of my world. Obviously, my kids are out of college. But I'm wondering if we're starting to see this. You know, we talked the other day about what it costs for prom now and how much that has been exaggerated, and so maybe the same thing true with senior pictures. And again, in the article, if you see it in the Wall Street Journal, they have, you know, examples of what we would call glam shots look like now compared to what we used to get, like you say, with the white coat and spiky hair.
I'm going to have to, like, take out a loan by the time my kid grows up. She's seven.
I'm going to say, hey, you know what? You got 10 years, okay?
All pet adoptions are half price Saturday, May 4th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Aggieland Humane Society Adopt-A-Thon on Leonard Road. Other activities include a vaccination clinic, microchipping, and entertainment for the family. Go to AggielandHumane.org for information.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we take pride in the way we do things. Our clients come to us not just for insurance, but for our knowledge, advice, and understanding. They realize the importance of relationships with people they can trust, and so do we. Give us a call at 694-1555 or look us up on the web at wegibson.com. Better yet, stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire. We will do our very best to show you how we make insurance better.
About 5 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Budweiser doesn't think grabbing some brews at a bar is quite social enough, or at least not social network enough. The company's Brazil team has come up with the Buddy Cup. This is a cup that, when tapped with another one, another Buddy Cup, allows the two cup holders to become Facebook friends. That's right. No need to actually put the beer down. Don't have to take the phone out. Don't have to search for a name and then send the request. As for U.S. Bud and Bud Light drinkers, the company said it's a Brazil-only program for now. Yeah.
You're not going to get two guys to do that.
I'm thinking not. I'm just thinking not.
That's so lame.
They got nothing else to do in Brazil. That's all I can figure. So remember what a big deal it was when the original iPhone came out,
yes,
unveiled in 2007. This was big stuff. Well,
yes,
the end of the era is upon us. Apple will officially categorize the original iPhone as obsolete on June 13th. Apple's support webpage explains, obsolete products are those that were discontinued more than 7 years ago. Apple has discontinued all hardware service for obsolete products with no exceptions. Service providers cannot order parts for obsolete products. Beginning June 13th, people still packing your original 2007-era iPhone will no longer be able to have their phones officially serviced through an Apple store.
There's a secondary market because people are still carrying
them. I was going to say there will be a secondary market. I don't think there's much doubt about that because a lot of people will hold on to those. Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer has earned the reputation as a workaholic, but she's scoring some big time points with Yahoo Moms this week. New mothers are now entitled to 16 weeks of paid leave after pregnancy.
Wow.
Fathers can take up to 8 weeks of paid leave. This is from the same woman who worked through her maternity leave, the 2 weeks that she took of it. So
guess it changed her heart.
Guess so. Henry Gribham says that he attended a Manchester carnival run by a New Hampshire-based Fiesta Shows.
Oh, I read this.
And wanted to win an Xbox Kinect.
Oh, this is so sad.
Game called Tubs of Fun, where contestants toss balls into a tub. Practiced, so he thought it'd be easy.
Sure.
Yeah. Something changed, though, when he started playing for the prize and the balls kept popping out. He burned through more than $2,000.
His life savings.
You'd think that they would have to put a limit, like an alcoholic, you know, or, you know,
wait,
what I mean?
You're stupid?
Yeah, like,
I'm sorry,
stop
sir,
spending
you've reached,
all this money.
You've reached your stupid limit.
Oh, he could have bought an Xbox for a lot
right.
less.
They did return some of his money, though.
Did they?
$600, and I want to say it was the BBB or something along those lines has taken issue. No, it was the AARP. It said that in particular, that game was a rigged game, and almost every carnival you go to, there's no way to win it.
I didn't know how old Henry was. I thought you put backspin on the ball, and that made it stop, but who knows?
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Oslo has a problem that hardly sounds bad. Garbage shortage. That's right. Garbage shortage. But that's fuel. Around half of the Norwegian capital is heated by garbage-burning power plants. But with recycling rates going very high, the plants simply do not have enough garbage. City has been importing trash from as far away as Ireland, but it faces stiff competition from cities across northern Europe, including Stockholm, which has persuaded some Norwegian towns to give it their garbage. Garbage Wars.
New TV show coming to A&E.
Yeah, TLC someplace. Northern Europe's incinerating plants have the capacity to handle more than 700 million tons of trash a year, but the region is producing less than 25% of that. New plants are still being built to do this in Sweden, Germany, Austria, and the Netherlands. Well, if it's not working, why are you building plants for it? Euro trash. Fleetwood Mac promised Fleetwood Mac promised some new music while the band was on tour, and yesterday they delivered a 4-track digital EP called Extended Play, now available at iTunes if you like their music. The songs are Sad Angel, It Takes Time, Miss Fantasy. They were all written by Lindsey Buckingham along with Stevie Nicks, and a tune called Without You, which goes all the way back to the Buckingham Nicks days, way, way long ago, so if you care about it.
Previously
that.
Unreleased?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Maria Shriver, remember her? Headed back to the Peacock Network. TMZ reports that the future ex-wife of Arnold Schwarzenegger will be joining NBC's Today Show as a special anchor. So
that's a creepy thing to say, future ex-wife.
Well, you know, look at him. He deserves a future ex-wife. You know. All right, on this date in history, in 1886, the start of the first...